Well, we are pleased to welcome in this morning the host of Blazing the Trail, heard Wednesday evening, 7:30, right here on Matre Day Radio, or anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. She is the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard. It is Miriam Marston. Good morning, Miriam. Oh, there you are. Are you there?
Oh, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine. Thank you for joining us today.
Sure.
And hey, did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
It was so lovely. I was just with the family. It was pretty low-key. It was great. How about you?
I had a great one, as always. Ate too much, but isn't what that Thanksgiving all about?
The food, the company, the sleep.
Yeah, exactly. It was nice to have that. So what was your favorite dish on the table, if you had one?
Oh, I mean, really, I realize each year, it's putting it all together.
Yeah.
You know, when I think about what's my favorite dish, it's the whole thing. It's just kind of just this beautiful puzzle of a meal that all fits together.
I love that. So, that sounds
yeah,
great.
it was just all delicious, David.
And the leftovers. That's always the best part, too.
Yeah, I didn't actually get any leftovers this year. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah. I know my sister's family enjoyed them, so it's okay.
That's fantastic. Well, what was amazing about Thanksgiving this year, just the way the calendar fell, I mean, we went right from the Thanksgiving holiday, boom, first Sunday of Advent, just like that. Just it transitioned right over, and so here we are in the Advent season. And so for you, as the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard, do you do anything special in your faith formation as you talk about Advent?
Yeah, it's interesting you asked. Just as I was waiting for the phone call to come in from you all, I was writing up an email to our catechumens, so those preparing for baptism, and we've been talking a lot about Scripture the last few weeks, and one idea we had was to invite them to read a chapter of the Gospel of Luke every day starting today, which will lead up to Christmas Day. So things like that, so kind of building in intentionally that preparation to celebrate Christmas, especially for those who are coming into the church. I think this will be a great way, and very simple, only takes a couple minutes really to read a chapter of the Gospel of Luke each day. So, and then otherwise, I'm speaking actually to the religion classes at our wonderful parish school. I've been talking to them about Advent and the Nativity scene as well. So that's been a great joy to speak with our kids about that.
Oh, that's great. So what are you going to tell them about the Nativity scene as you look at that?
Yeah, you know, so the first thing I do is I ask them how many are familiar with seeing Nativity scenes. And, you know, most of the hands go up, David. I think it's something that's really common that we see, you know, in our homes or you know, outside of churches, of course, we see them on like Christmas cards. So it's a familiar image, I think. So it's nice to kind of pause and think, oh, what's behind this tradition? And it's quite beautiful that it's actually St. Francis of Assisi who started this tradition of the Nativity scene back in, 1223. He was thinking about how he could better teach about the Christmas story. So he wrote the Pope for permission to recreate the scene. So we used live actors and animals and really set up a nativity scene so we could walk into the story in a very tangible, concrete way. And it kind of picked up from there, this devotion, this practice. And what's beautiful is that different countries kind of insert their own kind of cultural flair into the nativity scene, which I think is really lovely. So it can, you know, it shares, of course, the main elements, but it can look a little bit different across the world. And something I've been really emphasizing with the kids, David, is that we look at the nativity scene and it's not just, you know, a nice picture on a Christmas card.
Right.
This tells us some very profound truths of who Jesus is and what his saving mission is. You know, we start to see clues and glimpses. You know, we see that Jesus is placed in a manger, which is a feeding trough. So already we see there that Jesus is going to give himself in the Eucharist as food, but we already get a glimpse of that in the manger, which is the feeding trough. He's there, like where food normally would be. So already we see kind of a clue as to what is to come. We hear the Gloria of the angels, glory to God in the highest. And I tell the kids, you know, we get to sing the song of the angels every week when we go to Mass. That comes from the Christmas story. It's wonderful to reflect on that. Of course, we have fun talking about the three wise men who bring their gifts, right, you know, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and what this says about Jesus's kingly, priestly identity, and also what he will do on Good Friday to lay down his life, to die for us, yeah, to save us from our sin, and that's what the myrrh is pointing to. So all these kind of clues to his identity and also his saving mission. But then, David, what I have is I have the adults and the kids put themselves in the story, put themselves in the nativity scene, and imagine what it would be like to be there, to be part of that moment. And, you know, when I set it up for the kids, and it looks crowded, you know, right, up there on the table. And I said, look, it's crowded. You know, it was probably messy. It was probably smelly. And this tells us something so important, that Jesus is not afraid of that. He's going to come into the messiness, into the crowd, into the busyness and the smelliness, all of it. You know, that's where he meets us. That's where the story started. So just things like that to say, like, this is how close that God wants to be to all of us.
Oh, I love that. Miriam Marston, she is the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard, and of course the host of Blazing the Trail, heard right here Wednesday evenings on Mater Dei Radio or anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. Well, as we wrap things up this morning, Miriam, it's something for me to see too. As I was driving into work this morning, somebody in their yard had put up these big lighted images of the nativity scene, and I always love seeing that because obviously, Christmas time can get rather secular with a lot of the different things, but then you drive by somebody's home and you see that, and it brings you back to what it's really all about.
Absolutely. It's a very powerful reminder of why we're doing all of this and what really the joy and the anticipation is truly about. Yeah.
Well, Miriam, again, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Host of Blazing the Trail, Wednesday evenings, 7:30, Mater Dei Radio, anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. Miriam, have a very blessed Advent season.
Thank you so much. You as well, David. God bless you.